Hi everybody and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
I'm Zephyr. And yesterday we learned about the content of The Little Prince.
Mm-hmm.
And actually I like this book a lot because it uses simple language to describe deep meanings. I'm kind of curious about the author. Yesterday we introduced him as the French pilot, right?
That's right. Yesterday we talked mostly about the plot or the story of the little prince, the sort of alien boy who meets the pilot, and then they teach each other about the world. And one learns from the other, and they both end up learning a lot from each other. But today we're going to focus more on the life of the author, Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. We're going to learn all about his life, and how he became such a great writer. So let's go ahead and dive into today's article. Reading.
A pilot and his little prince.
Born in 1900, Antoine de Saint-Exupéry found his true calling when he was trained as a pilot at age 21. He first served as a male pilot, working airmail routes in Europe, Africa, and South America. Later, he flew missions in World War II, and then fled to America when France surrendered to the Nazis. In the U.S., he wrote The Little Prince and other works before returning to the war to fight the Nazis. His adventurous life is reflected in The Little Prince. During his time in Africa, he crashed and had a 4-day journey in the desert, which inspired the setting for the book. Some critics interpreted the unique Rose as Saint-Exupéry's wife, Consuelo. Despite their stormy relationship, Saint-Exupéry still cherished his wife. The Little Prince was published in 1943. Sadly, Saint-Exupéry never knew the far-reaching effects his book had. He took off on a mission in 1944 and never returned. His whereabouts remain a mystery, but the philosophy in The Little Prince echoes in the reader's hearts and reminds them of the innocence of their childhood.
Okay, today's article starts off by saying, born in 1900, Antoine de Saint-Exupéry found his true calling when he was trained as a pilot at age 21. To find your true calling means you find out what you are really meant to do in life, what you want your main job to be, until you're actually no longer living. For the rest of your life, you want to do or just focus on this one thing. So it's not easy to find your true calling, but he did it when he was just 21 years old. Now, to find one's true calling is our shortcut for you, so let's take a closer look at this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
I've got some great news.
What is it?
I found my true calling.
Did you change your name? What's wrong with your old name?
To find your true calling means find the career that's best for you.
Okay, so to find one's true calling means 找到自己的天职。So, what is it? What's your true calling?
I'm going to perform...Magic.
Wow, it really is your true calling.
All right, that was our shortcut for you all about the phrase, find one's true calling. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry found his true calling at age 21. He knew he definitely wanted to be a pilot. Now, he first served as a male pilot, working airmail routes in Europe, Africa, and South America. So he was...delivering the mail to all these sort of different places around the world.
Okay, 原来这个 Saint-Exupéry 或者是 Saint-Exupéry in French, 一开始呢他是负责送航空邮件，而且呢他的路线横跨欧洲、美洲还有非洲三洲。
那这个 route, R-O-U-T-E, route, 就是指规划好的路线或者是航线。Like a subway runs on the same route every day. 地铁啊每天都在同样的一个路线上行驶。那么 route 也可以单纯的指是从一个地方到另外一个地方的路线。例如说啊旅游路线也可以叫做 route。像是如果我这个暑假想去加拿大玩的话呢我就会问 Joe, what's the best route to Canada?
The best route to Canada from here would be the quickest one, I guess. Go straight from Taipei to Vancouver and bring a book because it's a long flight. But I guess that would be the best route or the best way to get from here to Canada. Well, we're talking about Saint-Exupéry and his early life as a mail pilot. He was delivering mail to different countries, different continents.Later, he flew missions in World War II and then fled to America when France surrendered to the Nazis. So he was flying missions in World War II. A mission is something that a person in the military will do. It's like their job. It's what they are supposed to accomplish. So a group of soldiers might have a mission to go and capture or to get a certain area of land. That's their mission. They have to go and take it for themselves.Or take it from the enemy. Now, Saint-Exupéry, he had to flee or run away to America when France surrendered to the Nazis. He was French. He was from the country of France. And France was taken over by the Nazis, by the Germans. And France surrendered. To surrender means that you give up in a battle and you admit that the other side has won. So they saw the Germans coming and they...really thought there was no way that they could win. So they gave up, and Germany took over France.
Okay, 这个 mission, M-I-S-S-I-O-N, mission, 就是任务。那么有一部很有名的电影，不知道你知不知道，就叫做《不可能的任务》，英文就是 Mission Impossible, 不可能的任务。那么因为 Saint-Exupéry, 他是有为这个同盟军出任务，所以后来纳粹 Nazi, 他攻打法国的时候呢，法国投降 surrender,这个时候啊他就只好逃走咯。那个逃走的英文就是 flee,F-L-E-E, flee。那注意一下 flee 的过去式跟过去分词是不规则变化 ,fled, F-L-E-D, fled。那么从什么地方逃跑是 flee from。For example, many Jews fled from Germany when Nazis controlled the country. 在德国这个纳粹控制德国之后呢很多犹太人就从德国逃走了。那么逃到什么地方则是 flee to a place. For example, people fled to safe places when the earthquake happened.
Now the article goes on to say, his adventurous life is reflected in The Little Prince. During his time in Africa, he crashed and had a 4-day journey in the desert, which inspired...
just like the plot in the book.
Yeah, exactly. He took all these different things...from his life and put them into the book. So this 4-day journey in the desert inspired the setting for the book. That's where he got the setting from. The setting for a book is the place where most of the action in the book will take place. So if we say the setting for The Little Prince is in the desert, well, we know that most of the action, most of the things that happen in the book take place in the desert.
OK, 这个 setting, S-E-T-T-I-N-G, setting, 它就是环境或者是背景。像是舞台的这个布景呢也可以叫做 setting。OK, the setting of the book reflects Saint-Exupéry's adventurous life. Reflect, R-E-F-L-E-C-T, reflect, 就是反射反映。Just like a mirror will reflect your image. 像是镜子呢会反射你的倒影就是 reflect。那么 reflect 也有着思考反省的意思，这个时候要跟介系词 on 搭配使用 reflect on。For example, the businessman reflected on his failure. 这个生意人呢在思考他为什么会失败的这个原因哦。那么 reflect 它的名词形式是 reflection, R-E-F-L-E-C-T-I-O-N, reflection.
Now, what happens when a book gets really, really popular? Of course, everybody starts to think about what the hidden meanings within the book might be, or what is the author really trying to say? What is he actually writing about in the story? Well, some critics interpreted the unique rose as Saint-Exupéry's wife, Consuelo. Despite their stormy relationship, Saint-Exupéry still cherished his wife. So the people who were trying to figure out the meaning of the book are critics. If you are a critic, then you write about something like film or music or literature, and you try to figure out the meaning, and you also say what's good about it and what's bad about it, what you enjoy and what you don't enjoy. They can also try to interpret books or films or music. In other words, they try to say, well, he's writing about a rose, but what the rose represents is actually his wife. So you try to figure out the meanings and try to get inside the author or the musician's head and see what they're really thinking about when they wrote the story.
Okay, 这个 interpret, I-N-T-E-R-P-R-E-T, interpret 是诠释或者是解释的意思。那么是谁去诠释 The Little Prince 的内容呢？就是 critic, 评论家。Critics, it's spelled C-R-I-T-I-C, critic. 那么评论家写出来的评论呢，则是 criticism, C-R-I-T-I-C-I-S-M, criticism. 那么批评的动词则是 criticize, C-R-I-T-I-C-I-Z-E, criticize. 所以 critic 是人， criticism 是写出来的文章，而 criticize 的是批评的这个动作。So, a critic will write criticism to criticize someone or something, like you say, the movie, a film, or something like that.
Or music. So
yeah, that's right.
Critics and artists, people who do creative stuff, sometimes they won't really agree on something, especially if the author or the musician or somebody like that gets a bad review from a critic. They might fight a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, The Little Prince was published in 1943. Sadly, Saint-Exupéry never knew the far-reaching effects his book had.
Oh, why? Authors should be happy to know readers love their books.
Well, actually, he took off on a mission in 1944 and never returned.
Did he crash? Since he returned to the war, the enemy might have shot him down.
Well, the thing is, his whereabouts remain a mystery, so we don't really know exactly what might have happened. But the philosophy in The Little Prince echoes in readers' hearts and reminds them of the innocence of their childhood. If something echoes, it just means the sound that you make repeats. Mm-hmm. Like if you've ever visited, say, the mountains, for example, if you stand on top of the mountain and you yell out something, like if Zafir went up there and she yelled her own name, she said, Zafir! And it would go, Zafir, Zafir, Zafir. That's the echo of that sound. In this case, we're talking about the inspiration of the book, the feeling of the book, it echoes. It just means it doesn't really go away. People who read it back then when the book first came out, they remember it, and people still remember it today, and they still experience it. So the overall feeling of the book, it echoes. It doesn't go away. One of the main things people connect to in the story is innocence, the innocence of childhood. Innocence just refers to that feeling of, you know, you haven't really been, I guess, corrupted by the world yet. You still don't know that much about the world and how it works, and you still see things in a very positive way. There's nothing wrong with innocence. It's actually nice to revisit those feelings that you have when you're a kid, and everything just seems good, innocent, and pure. So that's what innocence refers to.
Okay, it's sad that we lost a great writer, but his work still echoes in our mind. Echo, E-C-H-O, 就是产生回声的意思 ,like your voice will echo in the valley. 就是你的声音会在山谷里面回响，这叫做 echo。那么 echo 也可以指思想上跟某件事情产生共鸣，或者是你一直去回想某件事情。This is how we use it in the, how we use this word in the article. 那么 echo 本身呢也可以当作名词使用，就是指那个回声的声音。And the reason readers like this book is because it reminds readers of their childhood. Remind, R-E-M-I-N-D, remind, 有着提醒是想起来的意思。Remind 要跟介系词 of 或者是 about 连用。Remind someone of something 或者是 remind someone about something. For example, the pictures remind me The pictures remind me of the good old days when I was a child. 照片总是会让人想起过去美好的时光。那么提醒某个人去做某件事情呢，则是要用介系词 to remind someone to do something. 比如说 my mom reminds me to clean my room because it's a little messy.
I think all our moms remind us to do that all the time.
Right.那么既然用 remind 这个词呢，就表示这本书就会让我们想起来一些我们失去的某些东西 ,like our innocence. Innocence, I-N-N-O-C-E-N-C-E, innocence, 就是非常的天真无邪的样子，就跟小朋友一样。I bet you wouldn't call yourself innocent.
I'm innocent, I didn't do it, I swear. I guess I still have innocence, but I need to revisit it when I read books like The Little Prince and remind myself of what it was like to haveInnocence. That's what everybody likes to do and what everybody loves about this story. All right, that brings us to the end of today's article. But before we go, we'll go through our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, Zafir, today's question on For You Chat is, what would you do if you crashed in the desert?
I hope I will never have such an experience.But if I do, the first thing I will do is to find water.
Okay, good plan,
yeah,
good start.
Yeah, because water is vital for humans. And then, of course, I'll try to send out messages for help.
Okay,
of course, I don't want to stay there for long.
How would you do that, though? How would you send out a message for help?
That's a good question.
We need a survival expert here. Of course, you have to find water first.
I've heard someone will make fire, big fire.
Okay, you have to make a fire. I guess you would need to find some palm trees or something. If you find the trees, then you'll find the water. Without the trees or anything, you won't really find water in the desert because, you know, deserts don't have a lot of water. Uh-huh. Not very much.
Or you can write S-O-S on the sand.
In the sand, yeah, you can try that. Oh, that's also a good idea. But I guess the main thing would be to find water. Then you would try to have to find a place where you can get out of the sun.
Oh, that's right.
Because
it's really
very hot during the day. But the thing about deserts is they can get really hot during the day, like plus 40, plus 50 during the day. But at night, they can actually get quite cold.
Oh,
it can get down around freezing.
It's a very severe environment.
Yeah, it goes up and down. So it's a very harsh environment to survive in. But, of course, number one is water. Then you need some shelter. Then you need to try to find a way to get people to find you. Mm-hmm. Or if they can't find you, you have to figure out a way to get out of the desert.
Right.
And that's a lot of trouble. That's a lot of work. But this is a very interesting question. Mm-hmm. So you guys can talk about this.Amongst yourselves and at home or in the classroom as well. What would you do if you crashed in the desert? Right, that's all the time we have for English for You today, but please do join us again next time. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Zephyr.
Goodbye.
Bye.
A pilot and his little prince.
Born in 1900, Antoine de Saint-Exupéry,found his true calling when he was trained as a pilot at age 21. He first served as a male pilot, working airmail routes in Europe, Africa, and South America. Later, he flew missions in World War II, and then fled to America when France surrendered to the Nazis. In the U.S., he wrote The Little Prince and other works before returning to the war to fight the Nazis.His adventurous life is reflected in The Little Prince. During his time in Africa, he crashed and had a 4-day journey in the desert, which inspired the setting for the book. Some critics interpreted the unique Rose as Saint-Exupéry's wife, Consuelo. Despite their stormy relationship, Saint-Exupéry still cherished his wife. The Little Prince was published in 1943,Sadly, Saint-Exupéry never knew the far-reaching effects his book had. He took off on a mission in 1944 and never returned. His whereabouts remain a mystery, but the philosophy in The Little Prince echoes in the reader's hearts and reminds them of the innocence of their childhood.
The
Vocabulary Review.
Mission. Soldiers sent on missions usually have a specific goal to achieve. Surrender. The bank robbers surrendered when the police trapped them. Critic. Food critics eat at many restaurants and give their opinions. Interpret. Researchers interpreted the ancient writing so everyone could understand it. Echo. Music echoed throughout the large church during the wedding.